Well, today is the 1st of June, and joining me this morning on Breakfast on Radio Adelaide to talk about this day in history is producer Luke Marchioro. How's it going today, Luke?
Good, thank you. Today, Nick?
Excellent. So what have you learned about today in history?
Well, Nick, today, the 21st of June, in the Southern Hemisphere, is the winter solstice. A solstice occurs when the Earth is at a point furthest, when the hemisphere is most inclined away from the sun. Today is the winter solstice. That means that today is the shortest day of the year and the longest night of the year as well.
Well, that probably explains why it's been a bit hard to get out of bed these last few mornings. What else have you got for us?
Well, today in 2003, the fifth book in the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, was released. The book was written by J.K. Rowling and highlighted the struggles of Harry Potter and his friends in their fifth year at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
I feel like that would have been around 2005. I actually remember that very well. I very much look forward to the release of those books. So the Harry Potter series gave the world plenty of magic, didn't it, Luke?
Absolutely. The book sold more than 500 million copies in more than 80 languages and led to a global phenomenon. The franchise is now worth more than $25 billion and includes feature films, action figures and theme park rides all over the world.
That's certainly a spellbinding amount. Sorry. What else have you got for us today?
Well, June 21st also sees many famous birthdays, including Prince William and that of Australian singer John Paul Young. He was one of the first new stars made by the famous ABC TV show Countdown, and alongside Molly Meldrum, helped create an Australian icon. He has had countless hits over his career, spanning more than 40 years.
So it seems only appropriate to play one of his songs. Which one should we be checking out today, Luke?
Well, I think we'd play one of his more famous ones. It was also used in the 1992 film Strictly Ballroom. It's his 1977 Australian classic, Lovers in the Air.
Lovers in the Air by John Paul Young. Thanks for that, Luke.